This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The State Department, under Obama and Biden, believed that Joe Biden was engaging in a conflict of interest.
I did not know he was on the board of that company. No one's established that he did anything wrong or that I've done anything wrong.
The State Department detected a $7 million bribe being paid by Burisma, the company hiring Hunter Biden in Ukraine.
Here's the answer. No one ever paid me $1.5 billion. If they had, I would not be doing this interview right now.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There was a pressure campaign inside the Obama State Department and in the White House to make the Burisma corruption allegations go away before the 2016 election ended.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch.
The Treasury Department flagged several transactions, foreign money flowing into companies connected to Hunter Biden as suspicious transactions.
I did my job. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine.
I don't discuss business with my son.
I never, ever, 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 ever had a conversation with my son about anything that I was doing.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
There's nothing there. Ask the right questions.
Well, me thinks the lady does protest too much.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know where he is today? They have a thing called the lid. Lid. He put out a lid today early in the morning. Lid means he's not going to be anywhere today. I'm working my ass off. I'm in Ohio. I'm in Texas. I'm in Florida. I'm in Michigan. I'm in Wisconsin.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I wonder, in the debate, is he going to walk in with a mask? I mean, honestly, what the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Seriously.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Okay, welcome back to the show. We gave you a special offer in the last hour on the Eden Pure Thunderstorms. It's a great product, and we were saying it's buy one, get one free today. But there's apparently some confusion about how to get the buy one, get one free offer, what the code is and how to put in the code. So Jared's going to explain it very quickly here to you, and we apologize for any confusion.
Sure. So when you go to the Eden Pure website, you click on the thunderstorm icon. They have it with the Howie Carr logo in the corner. That brings you to another page, and then it underneath the amount, the quantity you can add, there are instructions on how to use the BOGO code, and you actually just have to click on the link below it, which is a special, takes you to a special page where you can enter the BOGO code at checkout, Howie BOGO.
And where is the link you have to hit? One more time.
When you click on the thunderstorm, it brings you to a page, and then you have an option to add an amount to your cart. Right below that is the link to get the special Howie BOGO page.
Howie BOGO, okay. All right. Again, sorry about the confusion, everybody. I hope it works out for you. And it's because it's a great product and it's a great deal. Today only, buy one, get one free. Howie BOGO. Thank you, Jared. Time now for the Chump Line.
Joe Biden, who whispers softly and carries a big stick.
No. It's Obama that carries the big stick. Come on. Let's get your screw-ups by Joe Biden correct.
Talk softly and carries a big teleprompter.
Yeah, TOTUS is back. We used to call the teleprompter of the U.S. when Obama had it. He would answer questions, too, from the teleprompter, ad-libbing, quote-unquote. POTUS is back.
Was it converted rice or was it woke rice?
It used to be converted rice. Uncle Ben's converted rice. Now it's Uncle Ben's woke rice. You're correct. They should change that part of the label as well. The Chup Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, inviting anyone who's bored to death of listening to nonstop fake news to warm up your vocal cords and join us this year in recording our first ever quarantine karaoke, Matthews Carols. Details on our website, MatthewsBrothers.com.
The other day, Plugs had his eyes peeled as he excitedly waved at an empty field. Just more proof from this goof that his fate will soon be sealed.
I hope so, Limerick guy. I hope so. I assume that there were big crowds at all the phone booths that he spoke at in Charlotte today.
In a press release earlier today, the Biden family stated, whoops!
They're not going to issue any statement, not even a one-word statement like that. They're going to say this is a debunked theory, and we're not even going to comment on this. Old news. Debunked news. The Republicans are pouncing, and they're seizing, and they're weaponizing on these false reports, unlike Russian collusion or Ukrainian phone calls.
Hey, Howie. Hunter Biden is a great family man. That's why he keeps going out and making new families.
Yeah, I wonder if he had any new families with those Ukrainian and East European hookers that the Senate report accuses him of consorting with and sending money to.
He's supporting the president. It's a miracle. Mittens Romney. Mittens Romney. Mittens Romney. Mittens Romney.
Mitt Romney's favorite cartoon character was Dudley Do-Right. He thinks he's Dudley Do-Right.
Ira Mayer, with the Supreme Court, they keep talking about Roe versus Wade. RMI know about it from experience. RMI chose to Roe, and Mary Jo chose to Wade. Yeah.
You know, Ted Kennedy started out as a pro-life, traditional Northeastern Democrat liberal, but not for long.
Howie, how many people were in RGB's room when she died? Everybody knows her last wish. These people didn't care about the COVID.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah. How about all the people who've had family members die and they weren't able to not only not be at their bedside when they died, but they couldn't have a proper wake. They couldn't have a proper funeral. They couldn't hug at the gravesite before the loved one was lowered into the ground. And yet, Ruth Bader Ginsburg had her entire extended family there for apparently days.
Oh, I've been running from that drudge, trying to find a new judge. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 are pretty decent, 2 are fairly recent. One whose dogma is just fine.
The dogma lives loudly in you. That's what Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, said to Amy Coney Barrett. And if you're looking for a good website, I recommend to replace the Drudge Report, I recommend Bongino Report. That's pretty good. And there's no reason to go to Matt Drudge anymore. And I don't just say that out of bitterness because he took the link off my column. He took the link off everybody's column who voted for Trump.
Hey, Howie. They used to have plexiglass at King Arthur's over in Chelsea, but it wasn't to protect anyone from COVID, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it was one of those, the King Arthur's was one of those places where they had the big sign. The biggest sign in the bar was, please do not touch the dancers. That's prohibited. Actually, the cops in Louisville are wearing plexiglass face shields, and if they're shatterproof, it looks like it's going to come in pretty handy tonight. But you want a riot cop to protect himself with a plexiglass shield. You don't want your bartender having a plexiglass shield. It doesn't add to the ambience.
Okay, so according to Charlie Parker, on Monday, the Chi-Com virus is going to pack its little tiny teeny suitcases and take a vacation.
Well, no, this the virus never takes a vacation, even though the summer is now over. But the Chikon virus will not attack tables of six people to 10 people. Right now, the Chikon virus attacks you if you have over six people at a restaurant and if you're sitting at a bar, or if you try to sit at a bar. On Monday, you're safe, even if you have as many as 10 people eating at a single table in a restaurant, and you're safe at a bar as long as there's a plexiglass shield between you and the bartender.
Whoever's doing the crisis negotiations with the virus is doing a bang-up job.
I just wish we could get like a whole country-wide, because it's very confusing as they negotiate various truces in one state, one town, one city, one county. Let's just have a Paris peace talks. How about that? Like 1973.
Loving. Tucker Taylor actually told the doctor's office the truth when he said he had a respiratory disorder. After all, every time he opens his mouth, Frank Sinatra comes out. Perhaps a mask would help muffle those abhorrent songs.
Are you going to take that, Taylor?
I didn't come here to be made sport of.
I'd say Joe Biden took a stroll down memory lane but never came back.
No, he didn't. That's why they've put out the silver alert. 603 says, did Uncle Ben's do away with white rice? That name itself is awfully racist. It is, white rice.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. Actually, it's only open from 1 to 5 every weekday nowadays. But press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear still more Chump Line messages, go to Chopped Chumps. Those are the ones that didn't make the broadcast version that you just heard. We post it every night at 7 o'clock after the show. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, inviting anyone who's bored to death of listening to nonstop fake news to warm up your vocal cords and join us this year in recording our first ever quarantine karaoke Matthews Carols. Details on our website, MatthewsBrothers.com.
He's supporting the president. It's a miracle. Mittens Romney. Mittens Romney. Mittens Romney. Mittens Romney.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day, as the old saying goes. We're still having problems here, Jared. People, right. Explain it one more time how to get the buy one, get one free deal.
No problem. So when you go to Eden Pure, you'll click on the picture of the Thunderstorm unit with the Howie Carr logo. That'll bring you to a new page. And on that page, you'll have an option. There's an orange bar, which you can put a quantity of Thunderstorms in your cart. Below that is some orange writing that explains the BOGO deal. Below that are two blue links. And if you click on one of those two links, whichever
blue
one you
links.
Want, to click on the blue links, that'll take you to the checkout page. And then when you check out from there, enter code Howie BOGO.
Okay. The blue links.
The blue links.
The blue links. Okay. That I hope that explains it, everybody. And again, our apologies for the confusion. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Howie. You won't be disappointed. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
I'll have our commander-in-chief ask it.
He feels good about the mask. I wonder, in the debate, it'll be him and I on the stage. Is he going to walk in with a mask?
I'd say yes.
81% say they think Joe Biden will show up with a mask.
All right. I wouldn't put it past him to just keep it on for a while. You know, just kind of mumbling. When in doubt, mumble. That used to be an old saying back in the 70s. 844-500-4242. Remember the town hall last week with the undecided voters, the uncommitted voters, all of whom wanted to slam Donald Trump? Well, we now know that they weren't that undecided. I know you're going to be shocked. While the network claimed its Tuesday town hall, that was 8 days ago, provided uncommitted voters the opportunity to ask the president questions about issues affecting Americans, unquote, a Washington Free Beacon review of social media posts found that two of the questioners have long denounced Trump.
This is CNN.
Well, it was actually ABC, but it's the same thing. CNN had Joe Biden at their town hall. Cuts University professor Alicia Block, whom ABC repeatedly identified as uncommitted in its coverage of town hall, praised vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris during the Democrat primary, saying she would be there volunteering for the California senator in Pennsylvania. So she was undecided, but they found social media where she's calling Trump a bleeping moron, pathetic, pig, swine, punk ass, and looser. She misspelled that. Being a professor, she misspelled it as L-O-O-S-E-R, as looser. She is a self-described liberal Democrat. Oh, okay. Another uncommitted voter, Philadelphia pastor. Oh, he's a man of God. Carl Day tweeted that he's never once supported Trump and won't now in August, just weeks before he was listed as uncommitted at the ABC town hall. He went on to say that Trump's Make America Great Again slogan refers to a time in which the N-words did what they were told in all industries, wouldn't have the audacity to try to enter a white establishment, and didn't talk back to the cops. Day also, an undecided voter, referred to Trump as a villain, called him ridiculously arrogant and obnoxious, and said he ain't no Christian. I thought pastors weren't supposed to make distinctions like that. Aren't they supposed to leave that to God and the sinner himself? I guess not. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, listen, our stupid governor in Maine, you know, she changes us from green to yellow.
Yeah.
She blames this for having all these issues with COVID, yet she's just opened our state to Massachusetts. Your own governor says you got a hotspot problem. What the hell's the matter? Do we have a COVID problem or don't we?
Phil, you're asking a version of my perennial recurring question. Does any of this make any sense? Phil, does any of it make any sense?
I'm calling. It doesn't. And then I got some relatives here from Connecticut, and they're standing here telling me, yeah, we checked with your state. We're all free and clear. Wait a minute.
I
just don't get it, Howie. I don't get it.
Here, Phil, let me explain it to you about Massachusetts. If you go to a bar and watch the Patriots game on Sunday afternoon, you will die. If you go back to that same bar on Monday night and try to watch the Chiefs versus the Ravens, everything's going to be fine. No problemo. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I was thinking about that caller from Maine, Phil, who's confused about the COVID restrictions and all these truces and the armistice that are ceasefires that are being negotiated, apparently, by governors and mayors. And you know, where do you go to reach out to the COVID cootie virus? That when you want to have when you want to extend the closing hours for another hour, or you want to allow 10 people to eat at a table rather than 6 people, do they have a toll-free phone number? Do they have a web address? Can you text them anything? I don't know. Where, how do they handle these negotiations? And I was also thinking about the fact that here's Charlie Parker. He's going to allow 10 people to sit at a table because the science says as of Monday, it's not dangerous to sit 10 people at a table. Until Monday, it'll kill you if you have 10 people at a table. Okay? I get it. All right? Why couldn't we have negotiated the truce to begin on Friday so they could have the weekend? And same with the bars. Why couldn't he have allowed the sports bars to reopen on Sunday for the Patriots game? When you assume, you know, there'll be some interest. It's the first time they played the Raiders since they moved again. But no. But it's like Janet Mills, the same thing. Remember when she was going to, I think it was the end of June, she was going to open it. She was going to allow York and Cumberland counties to open up. And so everybody said, oh, great, thank goodness. We'll get the 4th of July. We'll get most of the summer in. They start bringing back their crews. They're cleaning it up. They're getting ready. They're ordering all the new food. And then she says, I've decided to change my mind. Nobody's going to open up again. So they've spent all the money on the food. Their help has quit their backup jobs and to come to work. And she tells them not to come in. This is why I try to vote for businessmen if I have an opportunity, or at least somebody who's had a job, some kind of job. Has Janet Mills ever had a job? I know Charlie Parker's never had a real job. He ran some health company, but that was mainly just an offshoot of a quasi public authority. He's never worked a day in his life. Janet Mills hasn't. These are the people that get you into trouble. 844-500-4242. This Senate report on Hunter Biden. Again, this headline from the Federalist tells it all. Senate report accuses Hunter Biden of paying for hookers who may have been trafficked. But that's just part of it. There's so much here. He was taking money from the wife of the corrupt mayor of Moscow. She sent him more than $4 million. $4 million. He got from a Kazakh politician, the son-in-law of a prominent Kazakh politician, wired one of his companies where John Kerry's stepson was a principal in. They wired Archer, that was the name of the company, $142,000 through yet another shell company, Rosemont Seneca Bohai. All the companies were named Rosemont and then some fill-in-the-blank name. A currency report obtained by the Senate committee states that the payment was for a car. That's a nice car. $142,000. In order to sell their consulting services in China, Biden and Archer partnered with a Boston-based firm known as Thornton LLC. The firm advertises itself as a cross-border capital intermediary and counts a number of state-owned Chinese businesses among its clients, according to its website. If you look up Thornton LLC, you'll see one of the principals is that their offices are on 14 Beacon Street in Boston. And one of the principals is a fellow named James Bulger. Does that name ring a bell? He would be a nephew, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242. They didn't mention the barnyard owl that appeared in front of Hunter's car. Although he's not sure it was a barnyard owl because he was too busy trying to light his crack pipe when he was driving through the Nevada desert at the time. You know, even if he was working for Burisma, a company that's owned by what one witness testified is an odious oligarch. I like that alliteration, odious oligarch. But how odious could he be if he was willing to pay Hunter Biden $1 million a year to sit on the board? You know, sometimes when you're on a board of directors in America, you have to go to a meeting every once in a while. You know, granted, it's a meeting in Florida in the wintertime, and you're happy to go there. Hunter Biden has never been to Ukraine to attend a board meeting of Burisma. Hunter Biden can't speak Ukrainian or whatever the language is they speak in Ukraine. I never said I was a foreign policy expert. Hunter Biden had no experience in the fossil fuel, oil, gas, et cetera, industries. So he brought a lot of consulting expertise. You know, if you need to find out which men's room you can go to in LA to meet some guy who's going to give you some white powder, Hunter Biden's the guy to go to. You want to go to any rehab center across the continent? He's been to all of them. All of them. From Dropkick Murphys to Betty Ford Institute and Silver Hill, McLean's. He's been everywhere. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, thank you very much. And I always want to thank you for 25 years of commuting into Boston and enjoying your ride out. It made my day.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, it was very important to me. So two thoughts. One is I think that the whole issue on Biden is coming down to his mental capacity. So how do you prove that in a debate, or how do you prove that at any point?
How do you prove it? You let him talk. Take it away, Joe.
The debate.
Take it away, Joe. Listen, you know, he loves his children, right? He really loves his children. Let's have a flashback. This is Joe Biden with Axios talking about, you know, having the heart-to-heart talks with Hunter. Cut 29.
Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges. You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was... there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong.
On its face? $83,000 a month? How about the payments to the hookers that the Senate subcommittee found? On its face. He trusted his son. What did Ronald Reagan used to say? Trust but verify. What did Mr. Dooley say? Trust everyone, but cut the cards. Trust everyone, but make sure the crack pipe is out of the rental car before you turn it in. Okay, here's one. This is a Biden in Iowa when somebody brings up Hunter Biden. This is one of his more famous moments from the Iowa caucuses. Cut 28.
No one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion. And no one has ever said it. Not
once. I didn't say you were doing anything wrong.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
That's what I... You're on MSNBC.
You don't hear that on MSNBC. You did not hear that at all. What you heard? Look, okay, I'm not going to get in an argument with you, man.
No, I don't want
to. Well, yeah, you do, but look, fat, look, here's the deal.
Look, fat, here's look, the here's the deal.
You look like you don't have to go back home in trouble.
Let him talk.
Any other questions?
Any other questions, fat? Want to do some push-ups, man? He knows nothing. He's like Sergeant Schultz. He hears nothing. He sees nothing. He knows nothing. Cut 26.
Well, the fact is, I was unaware of his investments until it occurred, and I've never discussed what my son's business with him because I didn't want any conflict, including my deceased son, Bo, was the attorney general and was suing banks, apparently, you know, as during the recession and when we weren't, et cetera. So we've kept everything separate. And my son's comments speak for himself. He said that if he had known, if he had thought through what Giuliani and those thugs were about to do, he regrets having done it.
His son, his family's running a protection racket. And he's calling Giuliani a thug. And I like the way, we kept everything separate. I put a guy in at the Union Hall. I don't talk to him. He don't talk to me. That way, got no problems if we have to go up before the grand jury. Does anyone think about how that sounds? We kept everything separate? It's great to be a Democrat, isn't it? Randy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Randy.
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
Yeah, I think if they want to subpoena Eric Trump, they should subpoena Biden Hunter, too. What do you think?
I do. I think so, but they got to find him. You know, it's like every campaign stop that Trump makes, he goes, where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? And how much money does this guy have? He doesn't work for a living. He spends half of his life in rehab and the other half giving depositions to his baby mamas. And yet the first claim that the baby mama makes, you know, I want this amount of money. There's no negotiations. He just says, where do I bring the check? He's got that much money and he's never had a job.
Hunter, where the hell are you, Hunter? But I'll tell you, I sort of hope it's Joe, because he will hear where's Hunter every single debate 9 times a debate.
And you know, he loves Hunter. He loves all of his kids, but he apparently never has spoken to at least Hunter. He never spoke to Hunter. Cut 23.
I never, ever, 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 ever had a conversation with my son about anything that I was doing.
I don't believe that. Don't believe that. Do you? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Never, ever, ever, for never, ever.
Never, ever, never, never, ever, ever, never.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
Never, ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, never, ever, ever, never, stop.
Pinky promise. I never spoke to my son. Never once. Not even when he knocked up the stripper. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
The other people who know nothing are the people who mindlessly wear these masks all the time.
Tell me about it.
What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more, David. Go ahead.
I was at work, and I put up a sign that said, no mask, no problem, and I was told to take it down. Because it's against company policy and it's political.
Really? You know, we have these T-shirts that say no mask, no problems. I thought they were a great T-shirt, and they sold okay, but they didn't sell as well as I thought they would, and it's just because of what you just explained, David. You know, people don't – if you wear a mask, there's no problem because you're going along with the man. But if you say – if you say, you know, I looked at those charts and I don't really think there's a real problem for me. Maybe there's a problem if I was 85 years old and I weighed 500 pounds. But that's not me, you know? And nobody under the age of 20 has died in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Why are these schools not open? I'm with you, David. I wish we could do something. And I just don't see in Massachusetts, I don't see the mask going away. Charlie Parker loves this. He loves hearing himself talk about how great he is. It's driving me crazy. Eden Pure Pain Cream sold out in 2 minutes with our cheap bastard deal, but today you can get it with Howie's Big Discount. Everyone knows that the prescription pain relief drugs can be addictive and could have bad side effects. Eden Pure Pain Cream is all natural and has the strength of a pain cream. For me, it started working in just 2 minutes. I've been using it on my bad leg for weeks, and I really noticed the difference. Eden Pure Pain Cream gives you prescription power pain relief with no prescriptions, no addictions, and no bad side effects. And you also get a lot more stuff than you get in the prescription pain creams, if you can see me holding it up here on social media. It's a big tube. It'll last you for months. Eden Pure Pain Cream relieves pain from arthritis, joints, back pain, and in my case, leg pain from an old football injury. Yes, that's right, football. Eden Pure Pain Cream is so powerful that it has 99.2% customer satisfaction rating. Prescription pain cream can cost between $300 to $2,000 per tube, and there's not much in those tubes. Don't buy the pricey prescription creams or the cheap over-the-counter creams that don't usually work. Get Eden Pure Pain Cream today for only $39. It's usually $59, so you save $20. Also, shipping is free. Go to EdenPure.com and type in code word Howie at checkout. EdenPure.com, type in code word Howie at checkout. Stop the pain today. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Farmer John says, if one of my kids ever lands a $1.5 billion deal, we'd better discuss it. You know what I want to say if one of my kids ever lands a $1.5 billion deal? I'm so proud of you. And remember all I did for you.
Have I ever told you you're my favorite?
I'm not asking for much. 1% would be, I think, $15 million. That'll do for me. After all I've done for you. Girl, 844-500-4242. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Howie. I was just watching, I think it was, they were up at Congress this morning, the FDA and the CDC.
Oh, yes. It was a Senate hearing. Yeah. The usual suspects were there. Yeah.
So now, on a planet with over 7 billion people, we don't even have a million dead from this virus. Not even a million. But I want to know.
200,000. And we're not even sure about those. Alex Berenson, the guy who used to work for the New York Times, he got a bunch of the death certificates from Milwaukee County in Wisconsin. And you should see it. Maria, I don't even think we have 200,000. And they're all putting them down as COVID deaths. And they're saying the guy, again, obesity, dementia, heart disease, diabetes. And they just throw it in COVID like, it's the cherry on top of a sundae. Go ahead.
No, there's a big difference. There's a big difference between dying from it and dying with it.
Right.
But I want to know where the list is of dead businesses, because I haven't heard of one person that I know that has caught this or died from it. But I see business after business after business that have died. Mine is on life support.
Yeah.
Where's that list?
That's a very good point, Maria. 21% of all the restaurants in Massachusetts are gone forever, and a lot of them are just hanging on by their threads. And I've said it before, go down Needham Street near where we are, and it's just nothing but a sea of for sale signs and for lease signs. It's horrible. It's going to take years, decades to come back. I'm Howie Carr.